With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It was one of the most stunning reversals in recent Maryland political history. On the campaign trail, Governor Larry Hogan praised fracking for natural gas as a potential economic gold mine for the state. And once in office, the Republican proposed regulations that would have allowed fracking for the first time in Maryland, although the rules were put on hold by Democratic lawmakers. But then, unexpectedly on Friday, Hogan called a press conference in Annapolis to suddenly announce that he is supporting a bill that would permanently outlaw fracking in the state. Here's Hogan.
Because the legislature has failed to enact our tough regulations, and because there is now a move by the Senate president to allow for fracking, today I have decided to announce my full support for the Maryland fracking ban, which has been sponsored by Senator Bobby Zirkin of Baltimore County.
And here was the response of Mike Tidwell, founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
Well, I think Larry Hogan shocked the state of Maryland when he did the right thing by conceding what environmental activists and landowners have been saying for years, and that is fracking can't be done safely. It just cannot be done safely.
So what's the political backstory to this turnaround? On March 2nd, more than 1,000 environmentalists and Western Maryland residents marched down Main Street in Annapolis and ring the State House with signs proclaiming, "Don't frack Maryland." 8 days later, the Democratic Majority House voted 97-40 in support of a ban on fracking, with 8 Republicans supporting it. One of the sponsors of the bill was State Delegate Kumar Barve, a Democrat from Montgomery County and chair of the Environment and Transportation Committee.
This bill passed both my committee and the House floor by overwhelming margins. This is real momentum to ban fracking. And as you know, 66% of the people of the state of Maryland want to ban fracking. So I think we need to listen to both the science and the people.
Still, the bill faced a huge hurdle in the Senate. Both the chair of the Senate Environmental Matters Committee, Senator Joan Carter Conway of Baltimore, and the powerful Senate President, Mike Miller, were pushing an alternative bill that would open the door to fracking by allowing county voters to hold referenda to decide on their own if they want it. Here's Conway during a hearing.
You want Gary County telling Baltimore City what to do? No, I don't want Gary County telling Baltimore City what to do. At the same time, I'm quite sure you don't want Baltimore City voters telling Garrett County what to do.
Conway predicted that the fracking ban bill would fail because Governor Hogan would likely veto it, and she doubted that there were enough votes in the Senate to override a veto. However, slowly but surely, the count of senators supporting the ban crept upwards. And then last Thursday, 13 anti-fracking activists were arrested for blocking lawmakers from entering the State House in Annapolis. The next morning, during a meeting with an anti-fracking lobbyist, State Senator Douglas Peters, a Democrat from Prince George's County, revealed that he is now supporting the ban, providing a critical 29th vote, enough to override any possible veto from Governor Hogan. Word quickly spread around the Capitol, and within 2 hours, Hogan announced at a hastily assembled press conference that he had had a change of heart on the issue and now supports a ban. The bill now heads toward a vote by the Senate, but with the governor's newfound support, its odds are looking good. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.